39-year-old Stephen J. Parr of Janesville has been in custody on state charges of marijuana possession. While in jail over the last 6 weeks, he's alleged to have made statements that he wanted to use a delivery truck loaded with explosives to blow up the Royce Federal Building in downtown Milwaukee. Government prosecutors say Parr has worked for chemical companies and previously kept anti-government literature, including a bomb-making book called The Anarchist Cookbook. Federal authorities arrested him this week as he was being transferred to a halfway house. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic admits it isn't clear when Parr planned to carry out his threat, but Biskupic says the timing of the arrest has nothing to do with the presidential race debate over terrorism.
I mean, this charge stands on its own. As you can see from the complaint, we're not talking about someone who is alleged to be a political actor other than his alleged statements of being an anarchist. I mean, it would be irresponsible of federal officials to ignore these threats simply because someone can claim they were acting for other reasons. And I assure you that the FBI, the United States Attorney's Office, the Department of Homeland Security are acting on nothing other than the evidence in this case.
The defendant also allegedly spoke favorably of Oklahoma City bomber Timothy McVeigh and so-called Unabomber Ted Kaczynski. While some politicians point to foreigners threatening U.S. security, Wisconsin FBI leader David Mitchell says his agency is looking for both international and domestic threats.
We don't separate domestic terrorism from international terrorism. We take it on its face value when it comes in, and we have a mandate, and I think everybody appreciates that. That's our job now. That is our number one job in the country, is to prevent acts of terrorism.
If convicted of the bombing charge, Stephen Parr faces up to life in prison. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.